I'd like to introduce our next speaker, Regina Howey, who is a health statistician for the CDC in their National Center for Health Statistics.
Thank you. My name is Regina Howey, and the topic of my presentation is outside of school activity participation and behavior in middle childhood. Before I begin, I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, Susan Lucas, Patricia Pastor, Cynthia Rubin, and Pauline Mendola. And I have no relationships to disclose. Research on outside of school participation, such as extracurricular activities and organized events, is associated with lower dropout rates, reduced problem behaviors, increased school performance, and to building certain interpersonal skills and positive assets needed to become young and productive adults. Studies also suggest that participating in outside of school activities gives kids higher self-esteem, lowers their depression rates, and gives them better opportunities for optimal growth and development. However, most prior studies on outside of school activities have been limited to small populations of children 12 years of age or older. Middle childhood, which is limited to children 6 to 11 years of age, is one of the most vital periods in child development. Middle childhood is a stage in a child's life where they experience various biological, psychological, and social changes. This is also a stage where attitudes towards school, academic achievement, and social skills are developed. This is a stage, it's also a time period where kids learn how to make their own decisions and control their behavior. So this led us to the following two research objectives, which is to provide estimates of outside of school activity participation during middle childhood in the United States, and also to examine the associations between participation outside of school activities and children's behavior. Our data was obtained from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics 2003 National Survey of Children's Health. The NSCH data were obtained through a random digit dial telephone survey, which was designed to produce national and state level estimates. One child under 18 from each household is selected, and a knowledgeable proxy is is there to respond to questions about the child's health. Our study population consisted of children 6 to 11 years of age, excluding those children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism, any other developmental physical impairment. In addition, children with missing data on any of our study variables were also excluded from our analysis. Our final population consisted of 25,826 children. In our study, outside of school activities were considered to be any sports team or sports lesson, or any club or organization such as Scouts, a religious group, or Boys and Girls Club, conducted after school or on the weekends. Participation outside of school activities was characterized into four mutually exclusive groups. So we had sport teams or sports lessons only, clubs or organizations only, participation in both sports and clubs, or no participation, which I'll refer to as in either category. Children's behavior was obtained by a parental report. Parents could respond never, sometimes, usually, or always to the following eight questions. For problem behaviors, parents responded to, does your child argue too much? Does your child bully, is cruel or mean to others? Is your child disobedient? Is your child stubborn, sullen, or irritable? And for social skills, parents responded to, does your child show respect for teachers and neighbors? Does your child get along well with other children? Does your child try to resolve conflicts with family, friends, and classmates? And does your child try to understand other people's feelings? Parents reported how often in the past month that their child exhibited each of these eight behaviors. The responses to the eight individual questions were coded as follows. Never was given a 1, sometimes a 2, usually a 3, and always a 4. The responses for each question were added together to create an index of problem behaviors and an index of social skills. Total scores for each index range from 4 to 16. Other variables consisted of the following: gender, race, ethnicity, poverty status, family structure, household education, metropolitan statistical area, and feelings about school and community safety. All the highlighted variables I will talk about a little later in the results section. Moving on to statistical analysis, First, in each category of outside of school activities, frequency distributions and descriptive statistics were calculated using chi-square. Next, analysis of variance was used for multivariable analysis and tested for the differences between outside of school activity participation and children's behavior. Finally, the average score for each individual index question was calculated by outside of school activity using t-tests with our neither category as our reference group. So this first table shows the percent of children participating in outside of school activities by gender, race, ethnicity, and family structure. And if you look on the total row, you can see that nearly 75% of children participate in at least one outside of school activity, 22% in sports, 16% in clubs and organizations, and 36% participate in both a sport and a club. If you look at the neither column under race ethnicity, you can see that 50% of Hispanic children did not participate in any outside activity, compared with 35% of non-Hispanic blacks and about 15% of non-Hispanic whites. Looking at the family structure, you can see that over 3/4 of children who live in a two-parent home participated in one or both activity, compared to only 2/3 of children living in a single-parent-only home having a mother-only. The next table shows the percentage of children participating in activities by poverty status and household education. If you look under the neither column, under poverty status, you will see that 44% of children living in families considered to be poor and 34% of children from near-poor families did not participate in any outside of school activity, compared to only 12% of children from families with higher incomes. Now, looking again under the neither column, but under household education, you can see that 65% of children from households where no adult had completed high school did not participate in any outside of school activity, compared to only 15% of children whose household included an adult with more than a high school education. This table is the association between outside of school activities and the Problem Behaviors Index. The average scores for problem behaviors range from 6.8 to 7.0, and the average scores for problem behaviors center around reports of never or sometimes. Before adjusting for covariates, children who participated in both activities had significantly lower behavior scores compared to kids who did not participate. However, after adjusting for covariates, this difference was not significant. This table is the association between outside of school participation and the Social Skills Index. The average scores for the Social Skills Index range from 13.4 to 13.7. The average scores for social skills center around reports of usually or always. Children participating in both sports and clubs had significantly higher social skills scores than kids who did not participate in any activity. After adjusting for covariates, this difference remains significant. This figure shows the average score of each individual question in the Problem Behavior Index by participation, with neither as our reference group. And you can see that the average score is on the y-axis and the individual question is on the x-axis. With respect to individual behaviors, the average score for each question in the Behaviors Index ranged from 1.2 to 2.1. The range of score between activity categories was small, but children who did not participate in any activity, which are the yellow bars, were more likely to bully and argue compared to children who participated in both activities, and that's denoted by the stars in that figure. This figure shows the average score of each individual question in the Social Skills Index by activity participation, and again, the average score is on the y-axis and the individual questions on the x-axis, and the average score for each questions range from 2.9 to 3.8. And looking at specific social skills, children who did not participate in any activity, which again are the yellow bars, were less likely to show respect for teachers and their neighbors compared to children who participated in both activities, and were also less likely to try to resolve conflict compared to children who participated in sports, clubs, or both activities. So in summary, our study found that 24% of children did not participate in any outside of school activity in the previous 12 months, while 36% participated in both clubs and organizations. Children who participated in both sports and clubs had higher social skill index scores compared with their peers who did not participate in any activity. Although the unadjusted index of the overall problem behaviors was significant, there was no difference after adjusting for covariates. This study had a few noteworthy limitations. First, the NSEH is cross-sectional data. Therefore, we cannot make conclusions regarding cause and effect. Also, there was a potential for selection bias because the NSEH is a telephone survey. But to address this, we use sample weights to address for households that do not have telephones. In conclusion, the results of our data suggest that participation in both a sport and a club in middle childhood is associated with having greater social competence compared with children who do not participate in any outside of school activities. Our findings from a nationally representative cross-sectional survey of children during middle childhood are very similar with longitudinal studies of older children that suggest that children who are not participating might benefit from outside of school activity programs. Thank you. I think I have a few minutes if anyone has any questions. Yes.
On the measurement of bullying, it's been personal experience, and I believe in it and documented that parents of kids who bully often deny what the kids do. So do you feel that particular is very low
measured? Well, I mean, as you can see in the, as I mentioned before, parents tend to report never or sometimes for the problem behavior index as a whole. And so they probably underreported behavior problems, and parents don't want to say their children are bad. And they tend to say usually always for the social skills index, because of course, you know, every parent wants to think that their child, you know, is good and has these great skills. So they probably did underreport problem behaviors and definitely overreport the skill, social skills, but this is the data that we have, so. Yes.
Did you do any internal reliability testing on the subscales?
I did not, but one of our colleagues in the agency actually did. He actually looked at it, and he actually did some internal validity of both of those scales, and so that paper was published earlier this year. So they are internally valid and reliable measures.
Okay, I'm going the wrong way. There.